Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Rainer's Radio, practical training for joint heirs with Christ, with your host, Diane Thomas.
Good evening, and welcome to Rainer's Radio. This is Diane Thomas, your host, and we've been talking about the practical things that you and I can do, that the more we do them, the more benefit we receive from doing them. We've been looking at the real nuts and bolts of learning to develop the habit of waiting on God. And one of the results, which we'll go into later, is your hearing His voice will become automatic. It's a given. The more time you spend with Him, God Himself sharpens your hearing. God wants you to be able to hear Him clearly. Now, we've talked many times before about the hindrances. And that's why we've been starting to begin our programs with taking authority over interferences. Because we want to learn how to do that and make it not a big deal. There is going to be interference. Odds are we are going to be engaged in warfare all the time we're here on this earth, of one kind or another. Now, as a reminder, our enemies are Satan and his little buddies, the world system, like time and peer pressure and decay and gravity, and our own self-interest, our soul serving itself, self-service. So we are going to learn how to deal with those enemies as part of the process of learning to know God. We will be looking into all the other aspects of a Christian walk, learning to walk as a spirit being, regenerated by Christ into a relationship with God Himself. What does it mean to live as a spirit being, as a co-inheritor, a joint heir with Christ? What does it mean for us now? Well, every aspect of that process comes back to being in relationship with God, knowing Him. This is life eternal, to know Him, experience Him, be engulfed by Him, by His presence. And we've talked how very often what will start to happen is a separation. I think there's a song that says, the things of this earth grow strangely dim. And it's not that we dim them or push them away, but those things of the spirit become so enticing that priorities naturally change. We find ourselves making time for God. And those things that used to be scary to us, the warfare, the getting our wounds healed, the trying something new, giving up our doctrines, they become easier to do and worth the effort or the fear of making a mistake, because once we have tasted God, we have experienced His love for us, for ourselves. These other concerns fall by the wayside. We are willing to risk learning, trial and error, changing, being weird. Because He is drawing us. So Lord, right now we just take authority over all interference that might be trying to distract us or interfere in anything You want to do in our lives. And especially for this time during this program. Lord, we just take authority and we silence any interference. No distractions. And we speak clarity and an open ear and a humble heart and a willing mind that we may hear and know and experience a new thirst and a new hunger for God Himself. Lord, don't let us settle for anything but everything You want us to have. We want it all. Lord, whatever You want for us for this time, we want it all. Lord, don't let us settle for anything less than Your best. Lord, bring clarity to each one of us for our path, that we would not be bogged down by the circumstances or those things that we need to overcome, that we would get in there, overcome them, and move on to the next thing You have for us. Lord, we want to learn to redeem the time, to make it work for us, that we would not be hindered by the past or afraid of the future, that we would exercise our present authority and exercise our present character. And we thank You ahead of time for everything You're doing in our lives. So we're up to talking about setting aside a location for developing this habit of waiting. And again, we're not looking for something necessarily to happen during these times of waiting. But we don't want to rule them out either. We want to be available. But understand that this exercise of waiting on Him, God is changing you during that time. Your soul is becoming free to rejoin your spirit, to reconnect your to your spirit, to receive the life that is already in you, in your spirit. So sometimes God lets us know what he's doing, but a lot of times he doesn't. But he will sharpen your discernment as an effect of your waiting on him. Now, very often what happens is as you start to increase spending time with him, he starts to reveal himself. He starts to speak, to touch, to make his presence known, to reveal. And very often, what he speaks to us, what he reveals to us, comes out of the blue. We may be concerned about an area in our life that maybe we have to make a decision, or we're struggling in an area, and we're still waiting on him. We're letting him work out what he's already put in. We're letting him change us in his own sweet time. But we're still, Lord, what do I do about this situation? And it could be anything from, like I said, a job situation. Lord, should I switch jobs? To, I get really angry with this person. Or how come I can't get over being so wounded, feeling like a victim of my past or my past mistakes? You may be dealing with these things and asking the Lord for his input on this, and he may come out of the blue and reveal to you something totally about himself, even how much he loves you, or what he has in store for you, for your child, or gives you a taste of a greater feeling, a greater taste of his presence. So we may have questions, but he is not under any obligation to respond accordingly. So what about those questions? Does it do any good to have questions and to be seeking of the Lord about specific issues? Well, absolutely. And we've talked before about how there's three areas that God touches in our lives to get our attention: finances, health, and relationships. So he puts the circumstances in our lives, but not so he can just deal with the issue, like your healing or your anger or the need for guidance. He recognizes those are issues, but those are easily fixed. What he wants is your attention. So developing the habit of waiting answers his desire for you. It puts you in the place where you can receive from God what he wants to give you. And this is where we want to be. We want to be where we, in that position with him, where we can't lose. And being available for him, that's all he wants. He'll take it from there. You may, months down the road, after starting to increase and develop the habit of spending time with him, all of a sudden you may realize that anger is gone, or that wound is healed. Or that decision was made without you even having to take part in it. But you were so drawn by his presence. And it may not even be a big thing. Sometimes his presence is very subtle, which is why we start dealing with distractions. And a lot of what we've been talking about, and what we're going to go into a little bit more detail with, is bringing your soul into a stillness. Habitually, at certain times, but over time it will creep into your whole life. So your whole existence becomes a quiet lifestyle. So that waiting for him is not something you do. It's a way of life. God knows what you need because he gave you that need. And that need serves his purpose. As you start to experience his love for you, his heart for you, your confidence in that love will grow. And again, the more you're willing to allow him to do whatever he wants. Now, your spirit has already signed up for whatever God wants to do. Your spirit already knows what that is. Because your spirit is not bound by time, your past, your present, or your future, or anybody's past, present, or future. Your spirit is already eternal. And we've talked before about how eternal, we have a total wrong idea about what eternal life is. It's a kind of life, not a length of time. It has nothing to do with time. It's God life. It's a characteristic of God. And because we have been born of him, we also, in our spirit, have those same qualities. Eternal. You have right now, if you've been born again, if you've been re-spirited, you have all the eternal life you're ever going to get. Therefore, we can start living now as an eternal spirit. But we start where we're at. We develop these habits. So last week, we were talking about setting up, being very objective, setting aside a separate time for waiting versus waiting for him about seeking him for healing or for guidance or about a particular issue. This is just being available. So we set aside a time, a length of time, and we set aside a time of day. And we also set aside location. Now, this is not to become a law. This is not about going, okay, this is how I'm going to do this, and I have to regulate my whole life around what I believe God is saying right now. God is a person. He may have you do the habit that we want is hearing him and responding, not a particular way of doing things. Like, okay, to hear him, we have to wait for him in our garage or sitting in the car for an hour on Saturday morning. We are not going to tie our relationship to him to our habit. The habit is to develop a training for our mind, will, and emotions. We're putting guardrails on what we are allowing our mind, will, and emotions to do. We're bringing them into and under the supervision of our spirit. So the objective is not to have a perfect habit, but the result of the habit is to be able to recognize his voice and know how to respond. But we start where we're at. So you set a time of day. Now you set a location. First, pick a place that is comfortable, yet not someplace where you're going to easily fall asleep. Because like most of us, we are sleep deprived. And this is not something, this is one of the reasons very often, first thing in the morning, before we've, well, hopefully while we still have some energy, so we can start refreshed, waiting on him. So pick someplace that's comfortable, a chair, a room, your car, whatever works for you. You'll also want to make sure there are not a lot of distractions. Pick some place that is distraction-free. Whether visual, whether those distractions are visual, you see something you see, or sparks worries or concern or thoughts. Oh, wait a minute, I can't, you know, I should be working on this. Or even something you hear, if there's a noise, you know, or people or animals or music. You may even want to set up a specific location for this purpose. You know, a prayer closet. Now, again, your prayer closet can be your car. It can be on your back deck. It can be in your basement or on your living room couch. In fact, your prayer closet can be, you can enter your prayer closet simply by closing your eyes. Start thinking in those terms. You may have to start, well, you do want to start with setting aside a specific location, because what we're trying to do is train your mind, will, and emotions to focus, to leave behind the things that are keeping them occupied so that they can be available to God. But over time, as you develop that habit, you'll be able to enter that stillness, that quiet, simply by closing your eyes. And then over time, you won't even have to close your eyes. You'll be able to just go there, because he has drawn you so often to that place of oneness with him. You'll simply be able to take a half breath and be there with him, because you'll know he's always there with you. But for now, do what you need to. Go ahead and set up a location. This may contribute to your ability to get into a mindset that is attentive to the Lord. Again, this is not the final result. This is a starting point. Because once you develop the habit of waiting, bringing your soul into rest and availability, you will expand, God will expand that ability to wait into any situation that the Lord calls you to. But again, for now, do whatever is helpful for you to establish that habit. Now, you may want to set up more than one location, and that's fine. But don't have a whole bunch. Because again, we're trying to train our soul. So that you push a button and your soul hops to it. Your soul knows, okay, when we sit down here at this time of day, we are going to settle and be available. And if you've got too many locations, that's going to be harder for your soul to learn that habit. And now you may want to stretch yourself, you know, and be your first location might be in some place that is perfect, you know, no distractions, no window to look out of, no phone ringing, no people around. But you may want to go, you know, I also want to be really learning how to focus regardless of whether there is distractions or not. And you may really find this a real pleasant challenge to see how the Lord changes you. You might start giving yourself greater and greater challenges. In other words, you may find yourself taking your lunch break in a nearby park, even though you might have thought there's kids around, there's people around, there's animals, there's traffic, there's the weather, there's getting there. But it might be that this is bringing a greater opportunity for your soul to quiet itself. So over time, those are challenges you may enjoy. But for now, develop a reliable routine. So your soul, when you go there, when you sit in your place, when you shut your eyes and start listening and being available, and enter into your quiet space, your truly safe space, that your soul doesn't have to wonder what it's doing there. Make it easy on yourself at first. Because your soul wants to be joined back to your spirit. It also, though, wants to maintain its own control. This is where there's going to be a double-mindedness. But it's the goodness of God that will draw you. Once you have tasted what he has for you, your soul will long to be with him more. So we will continue from this point. And if you ever want to move forward faster than what we're talking about, just go to the website, therainersclub.org, and go to the Start Here tab. And you can just start there learning about where we're going to be going. Because God's ways are simple. They aren't necessarily easy, but they're simple. So thanks for tuning in. This has been Diane Thomas of Rainer's Radio. Until next week, have a great weekend.